We hear from reporters around the state on 89.1 WBOI, and for our August news roundup, we're going to dig a little deeper into a story we heard this month out of Bloomington. The community's farmers market has been at the center of a controversy concerning a vendor at the market with alleged ties to a white supremacist organization. I am joined now by Indiana Public Broadcasting's Barbara Brozier from WFIU in Bloomington. Barbara, welcome to WBOI Presents.
Thanks for having me.
When did the controversy at the Bloomington Farmers Market start to garner some attention, and what was the source of the controversy?
So we know that at least as far back as 2016, the Bloomington Community Farmers Market Advisory Council, which doesn't have any real authority but advises the Parks Department on issues concerning the market, they had heard concerns about this vendor, Schooner Creek Farm, and its owners, Sarah Dye and Doug Mackey, possibly having ties to a white supremacist group as far back as 2016. But things really became more widely known to the public earlier this summer when a different market over in Brown County, the Nashville Farmers Market, which is private, that's different from Bloomington, which is a city-run market, they decided to remove Sarah Dye as president of that market board and also remove her from the market altogether because of concerns they had heard along the same lines, that Dye was tied to this white supremacist organization at the time called Identity Europa. It's also now known as the American Identity Movement. They've rebranded a little bit. After Nashville decided to kick her out, some people in Bloomington, actually over 200 people, signed a letter to the market board here asking that they look into these alleged white supremacist ties. And a lot of people put some pressure on the city to also kick Schooner Creek out of the market, which the city has not done at this point.
Have actions taken by public officials been effective in trying to contain the controversy?
It really depends on who you talk to. So the city has really said it's a little bit of a tough spot. The mayor, John Hamilton, here has denounced white supremacy. He says it is not welcome here in Bloomington. But there are also legal issues, and the city has said that it's a First Amendment issue. They cannot kick a vendor out of the market simply for what they believe in their private time. They do not believe at this point that Schooner Creek has done anything to violate its vendor contract. So the city has allowed Schooner Creek to remain, which a lot of people in the community say they aren't happy with that response because they don't feel like they're safe going to the market, especially people of color. I mean, even some other vendors have pulled out of the market because they say they don't feel safe with Schooner Creek there. But there are also some other people who say, you know, we just want our farmers market to be back to the peaceful way it was. And if we police one vendor's beliefs, then we open all vendors up to that. So it depends on who you talk to in terms of whether they're happy with the city's response. The city did shut the market down temporarily for 2 weeks after tensions really had escalated at the market, and they actually received some information about an individual who had been tied to white supremacy in the past, possibly coming to the market. They thought that was a big enough threat that they needed to temporarily shut things down and kind of reevaluate the situation. They reopened the market after that two-week hiatus and have increased security and had a lot more people out trying to welcome people and let them know everyone is welcome at this market.
Last week, WBOI Presents dedicated a part of our educational series In Session to the history of the Ku Klux Klan. It's important to note that throughout the state, the KKK is not history. How did the Klan's presence impact the already tense situation at the farmers market?
So we recently, just last month, actually, in August, there were some flyers that were distributed around Bloomington, also some on Indiana University's campus that purported to be from the KKK. And there were these flyers that advertised a neighborhood watch, said people should feel good knowing that the Klan is looking out for them. Those flyers aren't new necessarily in Bloomington or at IU. We've had them left around the community before. But I think given the situation that we have going on at the market, it was even more alarming to people this time around because there are large groups of people who feel like this is a very real threat, especially minority populations. Like I said, vendors and some local activists here have said they feel intimidated going to the market because of other outside groups that have now shown up, not because necessarily Schooner Creek Farm has asked them to, but because they want to be there to protect those people's rights and their right to sell at the market. And so those flyers alarmed people, I would say, more so than they have in the past, just given the context of what we've seen and the very real fear for some people that all of this is only going to end in violence.
That does lead into my next question as we look ahead. Where do you see this story going as your team continues to cover it?
It's hard to say. It does seem like there's a new development every week. While the market, a lot of people have remarked that the past couple weeks, the market seems more peaceful. There haven't been as many obvious tensions, noticeable tensions. Schooner Creek is still there, and that's a huge point of controversy because there are some vendors who are now vending at an alternative market because they don't feel safe. I mentioned these outside groups like the Indiana 3%ers who say that they're there to defend Sarah Dye's constitutional right to be able to sell at the market. And some of them have been openly carrying weapons at the market. And so there are a lot of people who say this is very much unresolved and they want the city to do more. But the city has said they see this to be very successful in terms of how things have gone since the market has reopened after its hiatus. With increasing security, they shut some additional streets down around the market. And they think the fact that people are coming out and things have gone smoothly so far is a good sign. That does not mean the controversy is over by any means. And it'll be interesting to see if there is a more permanent solution or resolution, because really a lot of different groups feel the issue hasn't been totally addressed. We've just addressed some of the safety concerns, but for a lot of people, it boils down to Schooner Creek being there in the first place. And they just don't think the market can be the market it once was with them present.
Barbara Brozier is a reporter for WTIU and WFIU in Bloomington, Indiana. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.